Why So Curious is our series where listeners can ask questions and producers at WYSO try to find the answers. Today's question comes to us from retired lawyer Nadine Ballard, who has asked 2 years in a row, where's the best place in the Miami Valley to watch a sunset? Nadine writes, I'm originally from an area of Michigan with a lot of lakes, so watching the sunset over water is an experience I have always enjoyed. Nadine says now that she's retired, quote, my limited budget and my bad knees prevent me from traveling to places I love to see the sunset. So now, from my flat neighborhood, every time I see in the distance a small portion of the sun melt into the horizon, turning the sky into a painting of red and orange hues, I wonder, where can I go close to home to see the full picture of this gorgeous sunset? Community Voices producer Renee Wild investigates for Why So Curious.
When I think of the best places to watch the sunset in the Miami Valley area, there are a couple that spring to mind. The most obvious one is the Lookout at Woodland Cemetery. It's the highest point in Dayton and has a beautiful view overlooking the city. Deeds Point Metro Park along the Miami River has a great urban skyline view. And just south of Dayton is the Miamisburg Mound, which is one of the two highest conical mounds in eastern North America, with a stunning 360-degree view for miles. But there is only one place in the Miami Valley where you can catch sunsets that are really out of this world.
This is my favorite place, that's for sure. We can simulate a sunset here on any night of the year or 1,000 years in the past or in the future. Plus, we could experience sunsets on other planets.
That's Jason Heaton, Director of Astronomy at the Boonshoff Museum of Discovery in Dayton. We're inside the Carol D. Phillips Space Theater at the museum. Jason's at the control panel, which operates the images projected onto the huge dome ceiling above us.
This is actually today exactly how it would look if we could rip off the planetarium dome and it were sunset. Let's imagine that we were out
with a few taps of his keyboard, the lights dim.
The sunset, and all you need to do is relax and look for the first few stars to appear in the night sky. Here we go. Right now, because since you can't see it, we're simulating a blue sky, changing colors of the sunset, turning up a little bit of music for the crowd, and at the same time, moving through time about 10 minutes per second so that there's a glow of twilight around the horizon. And then you start to see things peek out of the night sky. Yeah, I saw fingers go up.
Since Jason and I are the only two people in the theater, that would be my fingers. I haven't been to the planetarium here since I was in grade school. What I'm watching now is blowing my mind. The huge dome is filled with stars, and the Milky Way stretches across the sky. And then, suddenly, we're looking down on the Earth at night, where the lights clearly illuminate the outline of North America.
That's usually the music for when we launch ourselves off the Earth and watch the same sunset from in space.
From miles above the Earth, we're looking down, watching the sunset traveling across the planet as it spins.
A sunset from space as well as on the Earth is to give you an idea that, you know, we are all the time on a rock that's hurtling through space. We may see a sunset, but we're moving. We're on this planet, which is one of many.
From Earth, we travel through space to Mars, where we watch the sunset on the fiery red planet.
And here's the difference. You have yellow skies on Mars, but at sunset, the sky turns blue. And then eventually the stars come out.
Whoa.
Here now, when we're looking back, we can imagine that we're doing a planetarium show on Mars. And we're looking back and identifying a little dot in the sky that is our planet.
Back on planet Earth, the show's over, and the house lights come up in the theater.
There you go. That's my favorite place to watch a sunset. You'll be pleasantly surprised. If you haven't been here in a while, this is a treat, I think.
For Why So Curious, I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild.
Why So Curious is our series where you ask the questions and WYSO producers answer them on the air. Tell us what you're curious about by visiting our website, wyso.org.
Ground control to Major Tom.